started the Perek, we started the Masechta. We better review again. It's so long since we looked at the Inyonim. The Chumash has a din of Edim. If you have two witnesses who testify for their belief, the Mammon, the Nefashis, and the Dovish Abiyerva. And if two witnesses say that Lova, two witnesses say that Loi Lova, they contradict each other. So you don't know who's telling the truth. So it's Trey, you don't know whom to believe. But if the second pair of witnesses will contradict the first pair of witnesses, instead of saying Loi Lova, instead of saying we were there and it didn't happen, or we were there and it was just the opposite. That's not that Reuven barred from Shimon and Shimon barred from Reuven. That's Trey. But if the second pair of witnesses contradict the first pair of witnesses in a special fashion, they say, Imanu Hayisim, the Makam Plaina, you were with us in a different city, so how can you testify about this story? So then the Torah is Machadesh, that we accept the testimony of the second pair of witnesses. That's called a Chiddush. Chiddush means it's a Dovah HaSaisur Saklal, it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says in Yevamos, if you come to Shul on time, so you say the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel before Baruch Shama. So it says Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Yishlosh Yesimis Hartani Vashispem. So one of those meters rarely appear in the Gemara. Some of them never appear in the Gemara. They're just in Torah Tana. So one of them does appear in the Gemara in Yevam Zav Zayin. One of them is Dovishoi Bechlal. Yotza Min Aklal Lidim Bedova HaChodosh. Hiyata Yoch Lachsir Lachlaloi. Ashiach Suren Akos of Bechlal of the Fevish. So what's an example of that? So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevam has some today said that. So you have a din that when you bring a korban, you collect the dam. The kohen has to hold in his right hand the kli sharis, a metal vessel that has kedusha, a kli sharis. He has to collect the dam from the neck of the animal, and then it has to be zorek the dam on the mizbech. He doesn't have to pour all the dam on the mizbech, a little bit, and then whatever is left over, so he pours it on the yisayda mizbech. And the pouring on the yisayda mizbech is not miyake. So the Gemara says, did you ever have a korban where you take the dam and you place it on some place other than the mizbeach? You don't have. But in today's seder, you have a yotzei lidim medava hachodesh, the asham mitzora. When the mitzora becomes tahor, so he has to bring a special ceremony. He has to bring a special korban asham, and that asham you put al tenuchos na hayimanis, al ban yad hayimanis, al ban ragla hayimanis. So the Gemara says it's yotzei lidim medava hachodesh. What do you mean, Dovah Chodesh? That contradicts the rule. The rule normally is that you zorek the dam of Karbanis only on the Mizbech. You're not allowed to be zorek it anywhere else. And this is a Dovah Chodesh, it's a Dovah HaSayis HaSaklam. So then the Gemara says, Yata Yachlach, Yata Yachlach, Zir Lachlalai, Achi Yach Zir Enu HaKosav Lachlalai Beferish. All the normal dinim that apply to all normal Karbanis, you have no right to apply them to this Asham Mitzor. Because this contradicts. This is a Yotze Min HaKlal. So since it's an exception to the rule, you say Kol HaTorah Kula, all the laws of the Torah fit into a system, fit into a pattern. But if you have one Din Hashem Mitzorah which clearly does not fit into the pattern, it's an exception to the rule. So maybe it's an exception to the rule on everything. So who says that you need Kohanim to do the Avodah? Who says you need Shechitim? Who says you need Hefshet Benitu? Who says you need anything? So every step of the way you have to have a Pasuk to say that it has all the normal dinam of a normal korban, with the one exception to the rule that you zarek the dam on places other than the mizbeach. So Tosfos says that's the only definition of a chiddush. A dvar chiddush, yotzalit m'davar chodosh, a chiddush means dav hasoisus haklal, something that's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara really defines something as a chiddush. One of the dinam that the Gemara considers a chiddush is eid zaymim, the fact that the second pair of witnesses who contradict the first pair are believed against the first pair. The Gemara says, "Eidamim chidushu." The Imam Baba Kama dafayin days. Eidamim chidushu. The my chaz is the tzayis lahani. Tzayis lahani. What gives you the idea you should believe the second pair? Maybe the first pair are telling the truth. Whenever you have trey, two witnesses contradicting another two witnesses, so it's a stalemate. You don't know what to do. See, the pasuk says that this is an exception to the rule. Here, the halacha says we accept the testimony of the second pair of eid, and that's a machloikas abay v'rav and Baba Kama. What is the nature of that chiddush? It is a chiddush. Everybody's masking. Eid Zaymim is a chiddush. It's a davar hasoisus haklal. It's an exception to the rule. The rule is trey. You don't know who's telling the truth. And here the Torah says you follow the second pair of witnesses. And that's a machlokes abay v'rove. What's the nature of the chiddush? So Rove Abay holds that the nature of the chiddush is, the Gemara says, whenever there's a dispute between abay v'rove, we always paskin like Rava, with the exception of six cases, the Yalkagam. Eight Zaymim is the Ayin, Yud Ayin Lamed, Kuf Gimel Mem, Yao Kigam is a Rashi Tevis that stands for the six cases where we pass on like Abai. From the Gemara and Bava Basra, it would appear that this was already determined during the lifetime of Abai Verover. Who the first two witnesses say that he borrowed money. The second two witnesses say, we don't know what happened, but you don't know what happened either because you weren't there.
He doesn't collect.
He doesn't collect.
He
exactly.
Doesn't collect.
He does not collect.
He's no agent.
There's
no agent
at all.
Sure, there's no
agent. They're punished. The first pair punished.
Yeah. The first pair punished, and we don't accept their testimony.
Yeah.
Right. So now the Gemara has, that's for sure what you pointed out. For sure what you said. The fellow doesn't collect because the second pair contradicts the first pair.
So the people who want to prepare the alien government really don't testify to the fact. They only testified as to the statement that they gave.
Okay.
They challenge the statement.
Correct.
Because otherwise, to the fact that they yes or no,
they don't know themselves.
Right.
They don't know.
How can you say to the fact you were not there?
Right.
Your statement is wrong.
That's right. That's right. So the Gemara has a machloikas abai v'rabba. What's the nature of the chiddush? The Gemara says clearly it's a chiddush in the sense it's an exception to the rule. The rule is trey, you don't know what to do. And here the Torah says what to do, but there's a machlekes by Rabbah. What's the nature of the chiddush? So Abaye, Gemara says we pass like Abaye. This is one of the six cases where it's an exception to the rule. We pass like Abaye. And the Gemara says that this was already determined during the lifetime of Abai v'Rabba, that the din is only like Abai in these six cases, and all the other cases the din is like Rabba. So the Gemara says like this: Abai's opinion seems to be, it's an exception to the rule, it's a chiddush, and what is the nature of the chiddush? That we believe the second pair, and we don't believe the first pair. We believe the second pair that the first pair were lying. And that's why the Halacha says the first pair are Eidei Sheker. So the Gemara has this in Machlekes Abai v'Rava in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Beis. Let's say the first pair of witnesses came a month ago, and they testified that Reuven owed Shimon $100. The second pair of witnesses heard about this weeks later, and they come a month later, and then they testify a month later that the Eidim
were not there.
Were not the Imanu Hayisim. They don't know what they're talking about. So we believe the second pair, the first Chevra, were lying, and the first pair of Eidim are postulators. From what time on are they postulators? Are they postulators from a month ago? Because we have now ascertained that they gave false testimony a month ago. So Adam will give Eidei Sheker become postulators. If they gave Eidei Sheker once, they can give Eidei Sheker again a second time. Until we'll ascertain that they did tshuva. The Halacha, we will recognize that they'll do tshuva. But we haven't seen any tshuva yet. So do we declare that they're postulators l'mafreya? Eidzamim l'mafreya hu nifsal. They become postulators as of a month ago from the time that they gave the testimony. Or do you say no, Eidzaimim only mikana lahabohu nifso, only from the time that we caught them. We caught them today, a month after they testified, so they're only postulators today. So how are you supposed to understand? So Abai says, they're postulators mafreya, that's how we passed them. They gave Eidei Sheker a month ago, why should they become postulators today? So all the Eidus, let's say they were witnesses at a chasana in between, or they signed a document, so all the documents, everything is possible. Because these chevra postulators, retroactively, as of a month ago, that's how we pass like Abai. Anything that they testified on in the last month, it may be that the guy owes the money, but we can't rely on their say-so, because these Eidim are postulators. That's Abai's sheet, and that's how we pass like Abai in this case. It's one of the six cases Yachin Kamei. Rabbi disagreed. And Rav's opinion was, again, it's not accepted, he holds Mikana Lahabo Nifsal. How in the world are you supposed to understand Rav's Shita? It absolutely doesn't make any sense. Why should it only be postulators Mikana Lahabo? But they didn't do their Eidei Sheker today. They gave Eidei Sheker a month ago. So the Gemara gives two suggestions, two explanations for Rav. The one explanation is, on the level of the Raisa, Rav agrees with Abai. It's impossible to dispute Abai's logic. It's a midirabbanon. It's going to be saved the lekuchas. You're going to make the whole business world crazy. You're going to check out, and you're going to declare now retroactively all the documents that they signed in the last month. You rip up. So what's going to be the other part? The other party is going to deny that this deal ever happened. he sold the chleis, he sold the building, and he bought stocks, and he got married, and everything. You're going to rip up all the documents, and you're going to make everybody crazy. Shemisum Seder de la Kruch is Neitikin Oilam, Hefke Bez Nefke, and he said, leave it the way it is. We realize today that we have a problem on our hands, so the Rabbanon will accept the Eidus until now, from now on. It shouldn't work, right? Should not work by rise. Right? So the Rishonim talk about that. What would Rav, we'll never know the truth because we don't pass like Rav. So what would Rav say if he would be the Eid at a Chasen and the Eid by a Get? What would he say by a Chasen and by a Get? Ashayla.
What about the concept of the Eidim in general, Abuchetkis Kashmir?
No, but now we have proven that they gave false testimony.
They have in the mikveh. You find out the mikveh was when is the puzzle, the last possible moment that you were known.
No, but here we just discovered that they testified falsely a month ago. Yeah.
But you know, all the, a month ago that the mikveh was possible.
No,
but
we don't know. What if we have a graph? What if we have a chart and a graph? Then it works automatically. Every week, the mikveh automatically records how much water there is. And today, we look on the graph. I give out. It was missing. It didn't have memso a month ago. So as of a month ago, the mikveh will be possible. Yeah. All the people who used the mikveh in the last month will be tummy. It won't be good. It's only if you don't know.
Yeah. So therefore,
we don't understand Rava. So one explanation the Gemara gives is that Rava agrees Minatara Rava is masking with Abaye. Of course the Yedzemin becomes Pasa Mila Mafreya. We've just ascertained that he gave false testimony a month ago. So the whole rationale, the whole Rava Shita, that it's only Pasa Mikana Labo is only Takana the Rabbanim Shem Seder de Lekuch. Right? It shouldn't make everybody crazy. But then the Gemara gives another suggestion. Again, we don't pass like either. Mar gives another suggestion. No, that Rava says on the level of the Araisa that the first pair of witnesses, the Eid Zaymim, is only Pasal Mikana Lahabur. How in the world are you supposed to understand that? So he says, because it's a Chidish, Eid Zaymim is a Chidish, because it's really Trey. It's their word against their word, two witnesses against two witnesses. My Chos is the Tzais Lahani. Who tells you to believe them? Maybe believe them. So since it's a Chidish, Ein Lach Bai. What does that mean? What kind of lashon is that? So the posh, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? But the chiddush is that we believe the second pair. So the beliefs that we've ascertained that the first pair gave false witness, false testimony a month ago. So you see that Rav and Abaye are arguing what's the nature of the chiddush. They both agree it's a chiddush. Abaye says the chiddush is that we believe the second pair. So you have a birur that the first pair told gave false testimony a month ago. And Rava says, no, it's not the nature of the Chiddush is not that we believe the second pair. The Chiddush is a din, had to be noheg. It's still trey. We still don't know who's telling the truth, whether the first pair or the second pair is telling the truth. But the Torah says, how do you act? You should act in accordance with the second pair. The Chiddush is that despite the fact that it's still a trey, you should be noheg in accordance with the testimony of the second pair. So that's what Rabbi says a cloud. Whenever the Torah is telling you a din of hanhage, how to act, so all dine hanhage that don't correspond necessarily to reality means we don't know who's telling the truth. We don't know what really happened, whether the first pair told the lie or told the truth. And nonetheless, the Torah says you should be noheg in accordance with the second pair. So whenever the Torah gives a din hanhage, all dine hanhage are only mikana lahabor. And this is quoted lahaloch in Yeriday. We don't paskin like Rabbi here. By the Yed Zaymim, the Gemara says this is one of the six cases that we pass from Agabai. But in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, this comment, this notion of Rav is quoted Lalacha when you have a taruvis. In Yerideya, Hilchas Taruvis, let's say you have a pot of vegetable soup and a little chazashmalt fell in, and you have shishin against the chazashmalt. But let's say the people didn't realize that any chazashmalt fell in. They didn't realize at all, they didn't know. Then a week later, let's say the food is still in the refrigerator, didn't get spoiled. So someone comes a week later and they tell him, you know, a little chazashmalt fell in. So the balbas gets all nervous. Then they say, but way more than shishin, nothing to worry about. And they taste it and they see it doesn't taste like chazashmalt. So the dinner is that it's bottled with shishin. So in Yerideya, there's a discussion from what moment on does the chazashmalt become bottled with shishin. So you would have thought from the time that it fell in. So shteid b'feirish, no, it's only mishas yediyas hataruvis. from the time that the balabas becomes aware that he has a problem on his hands. That's based on a tosefta, and that's a din d'oraisa. What is it? Where does it come from?
So,
what changes?
If you nafkamina for chayzav in a year. It's in Shulchan Aruch. They have nafkamina. Simon Tzarek says they have nafkamina. It's a tosef and shumas. So they say Rab Shimon Shkab said the mocker is rova over here. The mocker is rova. Because when chazash malts falls into a bowl of soup and it's bottled b'shishim, you can't taste it. So the din is bottled, you can eat it. What do you mean you can eat it? But the din is a chatzishir asam and atari. Even less than a kazayis, you're not allowed to eat. And even if it's betaru, it's also you're not allowed to eat. So how can you take a bowl? How can you take a sip of the soup? You know bevadois, you know for sure. Every spoonful has a little tiny speck of chazashma. A mashahu is also asa. Less than a chatzishir is also asa. So what's the heter? So the answer is it's a din hanhoga. You have a right to act as if it's not there. But it's not that it's not there. It's 100% yes there. It's only a din hanhoga. So that's what Rab Shimon said. You see from Rav that whenever the halacha tells you a din hanhoga, all the din hanhoga are only noig mikana labo. We paskin like Abaye, Abaye Zaymin, Amafreya who nifsal, because Abaye holds it's not only a din hanhoga. The nature of the chiddush of Eidim Zaymanim is that we believe the second pair. If we believe them, they have nemanis, and nemanis is a birur. So a birur, that's like having a graph that goes automatically. If I have a chart that indicates that the mikveh was missing, the mem saw as of a month ago, so it's no good as of a month ago. I just wasn't aware of it. I didn't know about it, but if I find out now that the mikveh was chaser, it didn't have the mem saw as of a month ago, so tignish. Everybody who was tevel in last month is tummy. No question about it. So Abaye and Rava both agree, Eitzanim is a chiddush, that I believe the second pair. It's really a trey. But Abaye holds the nature of the chiddush is that the second pair is believed against the first pair. So the nature of the chiddush is that there's no money, so it's a birur, so the birur works for the mafreya. And Rava disagrees, holds no, the nature, they both hold the chiddush, but Rava holds the nature of the chiddush is that despite the fact that the second pair is not more believed than the first pair, still a trey, you have to be noheg in accordance with the second cup. So dine hanhoge are only mikana lahabur. That's what Rab Shimon has in his famous sefer, in the Shari Yoshi. There's a famous thesis in the first perik in Chulin, on Daf Yud Aleph in Chulin. The Gemara says, how do you know that you go basarai? Mino hamnul sadam achman, how do you know you go basarai? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, how do you know you go basarai? It says, achirab lahatis, a pasuk in a chumash. The Gemara says, no, achiram lahatis, that's a rubah de'isa kamon. Yeah, you have a bezin of three dayonim, and two say chayv, and one says potah, so it's 2-1. So rubah de'isa kamon, it's right under your nose, so you follow it right. We're talking, how do you know that rubah de'isa kamon? Like I know that in general, roid behemoths don't have such a disease that should make them a trefer. Roid behemoths have sheirus. So do I have a right to drink the milk? When you shech the behemoth, you can say, well, don't eat the meat, don't begin to eat the meat until you check all the trefers. So maybe. Well, let's say you're drinking the milk. How do you know you can drink the milk and eat the cheese? Maybe the animal that the milk came from, maybe it's a trefer, and you didn't have a chance to check it, it's still alive. You can't check it for the trefers. Cause man that it's still alive. So the Gemara says he learned it out. One suggestion is he learned it out from Paraduma. That a Paraduma cannot be a trefer. Yes. If it's a trefer, it's no good. And you're not allowed to cut it up into little pieces to check to see if it has a trefus or not. So how will you ever know that the paraduma was good? So from the fact that the Torah says there's an institution of paraduma, you and the paraduma has to be ksheira, so obviously you rely on the rubah d'leisa kamon that rubah behemis ha-ksheira thing. So Tosfos has a famous kasha on the paraduma story. We have a principle in the Gemara, a medical piece of information, that a trefer cannot live more than 12 months. So the paraduma always has to be more than 12 months old. So if the animal is more than 12 months old, obviously it was not a trefer 12 months ago. So shtelach chazakeh. So who says that you assume that the paraduma is not a trefer? Because you're relying on the robe, the hamas aksheris. Maybe you don't rely on the rubah d'leisa kamon. Maybe only rubah d'isa kamon is good. But the paraduma is over a year old. It's either between one first birthday and second birthday, or between the second birthday and third birthday. Machlok is satanoim in the beginning of paraduma. How old the paraduma should be? Bashtaim or bashalosh. Bashtaim means in the second year, and bashalosh means in the third year. between the second birthday and the third birthday. So, but it's after the first birthday. It's after the first birthday, it lives for more than 12 months. So if it's been living for more than 12 months, obviously we know now retroactively that it was not a trefa 12 months ago. So now the whole question is, maybe it changed. Maybe you're right, 12 months ago it was not a trefa, but maybe in the last half a year it developed the symmetry. So that's what you say, shtalav chazoke. Since you have ascertained that it wasn't a trefa 12 months ago, so you assume that nothing changed. That's Tosfos' famous kash.
Ruba
v'chazok, ruba means when there's a conflict between the two, so the right wins. It means from the, you mean if chazok is good, so it's a kavachayma that right is good. That's what you mean. If you're telling me from paraduma, you can you say you rely on chazok, so if chazok is good, ruba is certainly good, because ruba is better than chazok. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. All right, Tosfos says. So say you can't prove from paraduma that ruba is good. You only can prove chazok is good. But if Chazok is good, so the Kavachayim and the Rebbe is good, because the Rebbe is better than Chazok. That's one answer. Then Tosfos has another answer, that's a very famous answer. Tosfos says, Kol Chazok, Shalon is Barra B'Shaita, Eina Chazok. Tosfos says like this, 12 months ago, did we know whether the animal was a trefa or not? We didn't know. Now that it survived 12 months, we look back and retrospect and we say, if it still survived, it's a year and a half old, so we know that 12 months ago, it was not a trefa. But since 12 months ago it was not a trefa, we have the right to assume that nothing changed. So Tosfos says that's not a legitimate chazoke. What does chazoke mean? Chazoke is mevare what the facts of the case are. Chazoke is not mevare the facts of the case. You don't know one way or the other. Chazoke could be that it's not so. Chazoke is purely a din hanhoge. However, you were noyig until now, so the Torah says continue to be noyig in the same way. But if you didn't know how to be noyig, a year ago you didn't know how to be noyig. Now I know, looking back in retrospect, now I know that 12 months ago the animal was not a trefa. But 12 months ago I didn't know. So Tosfos says, so how can you apply a din hanhoge? You look, you go backwards and then you go forwards. No, the din hanhoge of chazoke is only mikana labo. All din hanhoge are only mikana labo. If you know what the halachic status is now, so then you have a right to continue vaita. But now I don't know that the animal is not a trefa now.
Yeah.
It could be that it developed the simen trefus in the last 6 months. So that's the klal from the Gemara and Bava Kamma. Another source for the principle of Azlina Basar Ruben. The Gemara says we know who the mother of the child is. How do you know who the father is? How can the halacha say that a make oviv is chayv misa mosyum? It's like a make imo. The father is just based on a roiv, that roiv bila, zachar abal. You assume that he's the father. How do you know for sure? So the Gemara brings that also as a proof to demonstrate that you follow roiv. Yeah. So that's the yisoid of the din of Eitz Zayin. You really, every case of Eitz Zayin is really trey. It's the word of the first pair of witnesses in contradiction to the word of the second pair of witnesses, which should really be a stalemate. You should say trey, you don't know what to do. And the halacha is mechadesh, that you follow the second pair, and there's a detail machlokes, a major detail machlokes, Abayi v'Rava, what's the nature of that chiddush? Abayi thinks, and that's the way we have accepted l'alocha, ki yal kigam, alocha ka Abayi b'yal kigam. Abayi holds that the nature of the chiddush is that the second pair is baglot, the second pair is believed. So you have a birur, we have been mevara that the first pair will lie. And Rava says, no, even after the second witnesses come, and we paskin, that we punish the first group and we give them the death penalty, we still don't know who's telling the truth. It's just that then that when the chiddush is that we act in accordance with the second pair, even though we don't know who's telling the truth.
So, can only go by moment, because if there is another chiddush, if somebody was executed because of witnesses and then they come to be Muslim, then the Maida Hassan, there is nothing, no koya.
You don't punish them. It's a question whether you don't believe them or you don't punish them. It's a shaila. Yeah, we'll have to discuss it here in the Gemara. Maybe we'll discuss it soon in a few minutes. That's a major question. So the halacha said what? So what are the dinim? What are the dinim of the Eitz Zayin? So one din is that the first pair of witnesses become pasul eidus. We have now ascertained that they gave eidus sheker. So the puzzle eight is, we pass him Mila Mafreya from the time that they gave the Edeshek, the Rabbi thinks only Mikan al Abot, right? And another din of Eid Zemim is that we punish them, Asis Mloi, Kashe Zamam Lasis Liyah. So the Mishnah in the Braisa and the Gemara say that there are four instances where you don't give the punishment of Kashe Zamam. What are the four cases? So the Mishnah has two, and the Braisa and the Gemara adds on another two. So the Mishnah had the two cases. If a man is walking around, he's assumed to be a Kohen. He gets the first Aliyah, he does Pidyon HaBen, and all the rights and privileges of the Kohanim. So then two witnesses come and testify that it's a mistake. The man is really a Cholo. His mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza, and she married a Kohen, in which case the children are Halolim. If she was a Grusha, then the children are Halolim and Atar. If she was a Chalutza, so the Chalutza is only prohibited to marry a Kohen with the Rabbana, so the children will be Halolim and the Rabbana. Fine. So you need two witnesses for that. So two witnesses come and they testify the man is a Cholo. Okay? Nebacharachman. And then when Mazim, another two witnesses come later, and then Mazim, the first pair of witnesses, you say, we don't know whether the man is a cholol or not, but you for sure don't know. You're telling us that you were there when the mother got geget, and when the mother did the chalitza, you were in South Africa at that time. How can you testify that you were there in London when they did the chalitza? You were in South Africa, you weren't even there. And you don't know what you're talking about. So how can you punish them kasha zama? So if they're not kohanim, if the first pair of witnesses are not Kohanim, so of course there's no way to punish them. What if they are Kohanim? So they were attempting to make this Kohen into a Cholo. So let's fix their wagon. Let's say that they were Kohanim. So let's treat them now as Cholom. So the Mishnah says no. Lomi boy, if the first pair of witnesses are not Kohanim, there's no way to punish them. But even if they are Kohanim, you also Einoimim, you don't say Yosef ben Grusha ben Chalutza. You don't say let's treat the first pair of Edim as ben Grusha ben Chalutza, let them be treated as Chalolim. No. The Halacha says, you give them Malkus instead. That's the one case the Mishnah has. And the second case the Mishnah has is that two witnesses testify about a person that he killed the Shoigig. So one who kills the Shoigig is supposed to run away to the sixth Ori Miklot. Supposed to run away to the sixth Ori Miklot. We still have the Ori Miklot today. What's the din tata? Let's say a person was driving a car and he crashed into someone else and he killed him. B'shege. So, and he knows he's responsible. Does he have to run away to the sixth Ori Miklot b'zman hazeh? Or do you say no? It doesn't mean any. It's meaningless to run to the Ori Miklot unless you have a bezin of 23. You have to have a Sanhedrin who passed him that you chayv golus, and then you go. Let's say I killed someone b'nezid. And I know that I'm a Retzeach and I deserve the punishment of Sayyid. So I'll take a knife and I'll cut off my own head. I'll give myself my stuff. So that's not a punishment. The Halacha says you only get Malkus and you only get Misa if the Bezn makes the Gemar Din. So that's a Shai that the Ksais Achreshim discusses that. And later Achreinim also discussed what's the din of Golus Bizman Azeh. A person knows that he killed the Shoigig and he knows what the Ori Miklot are. Is there such a thing as a self-imposed Golus? And he says no, it's not meaningful. Unless you have a bezin, make a gemar din. A bezin, we don't have bezman. You have to have smicha. We don't have smicha. We don't have a kohen gadol. Yeah. Well, the din would be. Let's say if they sent a man, the bezin sent him to Ori Miklot, and at that time there was no kohen gadol. The kohen gadol passed away, and they didn't have a chance to appoint a new one yet. And they made the gemar din then. So the Mishnah says he's stuck. He stays in Ori Miklot, the Yerlam Vlad, till he dies. He stays there for. They're there. We have the Ori Miklot. They have been designated. Nothing changed. They are still there. There are three in Eretz Yisrael. There are three in Eretz, and they're there. The Ori Miklot are there. There's not. The din requires you have to build it, make it comfortable. It says v'chai shoma. V'nasal achas olam hayel v'chai. So you have to have libraries, and you have to have theaters, and you have to have universities. It says you shouldn't make it into a big metropolis because it's going to attract too many people, so the Goel Adam may come and kill him. You want it to be safe. You don't have a fence around the Ori Miklot. But it says, V'chai Shoma, so you have to make it comfortable. The guy killed the Shoigig. He doesn't deserve to suffer so much. He deserves to suffer a little bit. The Gemara says you have to have Daf Yomi. You have to send him, if he enjoys learning, so you have to send a Rebbe there. You have to send him Torah tape, something. The Goel Adam cannot take Nekomah in the Ori Miklot.
No, I mean now that there is no Ori Miklot.
Oh, the Pashtus is that not. Pashtus for the girl Adam, for sure you have to have a Gemar Din. The Pashtus is for that, for sure you have to have a Gemar Din. There's Nasta Paskin, the guy has to run to the Ari Miklod. And if he doesn't go to the Ari Miklod, then the girl Adam has a right to kill. But if you don't have a bezna making a psad, that for sure the Goel Adam has
the right before the bezna declares them.
He's not supposed to. He's not supposed to. The Shaila Bidiyevit, if he would kill him, would it be Nera Goel of Anah? We'll have to get to that.
Where did the Ari Miklod that the bezna says to bring him back to the
For the court case, yeah. First, he runs to the Ari Miklod just for self protection. The Goel Adam may get carried away. Yeah. What? Gemara had, that's another din. There are six Ari Miklod that I mentioned in Chumash, the three in Eretz Yisrael, the three in Eibar Yardin, and the Rambam writes that you said one of the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna, Shazaz HaTorah Losli Mochlef, is none of the laws of the Torah subject to change, except for this one din. There's only one din that's going to change, Limos HaMashiach. There's going to be nine Ari Miklod. When we'll conquer Kenik Nizi Kadmoini, we'll have to add on another three Ari Miklod. That's the only din. Originally there was another din that was going to change, and it changed already, that the ksav of the Sefer Torah is going to change. So it says, because of life, Mishnah HaTorah HaZayis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mishnah HaTorah means ksav she'osed lehishtanot, that the script of the Sefer Torah was going to be changed. So that's not called a change in the laws, if it, Moshe Rabbeinu himself says that the script of the Sefer Torah is going to change. That's what it says in the Chumash, has to change. So that already changed in the days of Ezra. Ezra came and he said, now is the time to fulfill the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I got the nevuah that it's time to change. And the other change, the Rambam says, is yet going to take place in Limos HaMashiach. It's going to be nine Ari Miklod. So there's one din of the six or the nine Ari Miklod. And then there's another din that the 42 cities that they gave to the Levim, scattered about all over Eretz Yisrael, every shevet gave approximately equal, those 42 cities also can function as Ari Miklod. So all 48, the six Ari Miklod, with the 42 Ari Halavim, have the din of Ari Miklod. The Gemara is going to say it's not exactly 100% the same. Ari Miklod accolades to a stronger degree than the Ori Halavim. But basically it's all 48, the Chumash says. The 42 is 6 are 48. City is Loshen Nekeva. Ayoris are Loshen Nekeva. So it says, Ra'aleim Titnu, another 42 cities, and then it adds up, it says, how does it say? Shmoneh v'yarboim here. The Chayodim has a suffix when you count Sfira, let's say the eighth night of Sfira. Do you say Hayom Shmoneh Yomim or do you say Hayom Shmoneh Yomim? No. Tonight is not Shmoneh or Shmoneh. But if it would be the eighth day, how do you say Shmoneh or Shmoneh? So he says, we know that usually Kometzeh at the end of the word shows that it's Nekeva. But numbers is Faker. You say Shlosho, Arbo, Hamisho, Shisho, Shivo. Yeah, because the counterpart is Shalosh, Arba, Chamei, Sheish, Sheva. What about Shmoneh and Shmoneh? One is a segal hay, one is a komet hay. So usually, whenever you have a word that ends with a komet hay or a segal hay, so the one with the komet hay is Loshen Nekeva. The one with the segal hay is Loshen Zocha. So the Chayyadim writes, he's not sure in Hebrew language whether the number Shmono is the same as Arbo, Chamisho, Shisho, Shivo, Shmono. That's Loshen Zocha. Yom has to be Zocha.
So you have to say
the sphere in Zohar. So he writes, he's not sure which is Zohar, which is Nekeva. So the latest Svarim point out, what do you mean you're not sure? It says in the Chumash, by the number 8 appears in Chumash many times.
Yeah.
Look, in everything, it's always consistent. Whenever the word that you're speaking about is Loshen Zohar, so it says Shmona. Whenever it's a Loshen Nekeva, it says Shmona. Here, by the 48 cities, it says there are 6 Ari Miklod plus 42 Ari Halavim, and the Chumash adds it up in the end of Bamidbar. So it says, V'aleim titna aboim, and then it says, some total is aboim u'shmoneh ir. So ir is Loshen Nekeva. So it says Beferish that shmoneh is Loshen Nekeva and shmoneh is Loshen Zocha. It's the same as all the other numbers. Yeah, you yotze b'diavad also, but the question is, you should say it in a grammar that's correct. You shouldn't mix up Loshen Zocha, Loshen Nekeva. So he writes that he's not sure. And some achranim write also by a get. It says when you write a get, so the minig is that you read the get out loud before you give them a serious get. So the Pishchei Tshuva in Hilchas Gittin writes the same shaila from the Chayyadim. They still didn't figure it out. From the days of the Chayyadim till the days of the Pishchei Tshuva, over 100 years, they still didn't figure out which is Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekevah. It's in Tanakh all over the place. The Shmoneh is Lashon Nekevah and Shmoneh is Lashon Zachar. See, here's this Nachma. The second case in the Mishnah is if witnesses testify that somebody killed the Shogeg, and the Mele, he has to run to the Armikla. He's screaming bloody murder, he doesn't know what they're talking about, never happened. And they say, no, you were driving a car and you crashed in and you killed him, you have to go to the Armikla, one of the Armikla. So Farfa, the Bez makes a Gemara, then he has to go to the Armikla, he's stuck. And then another two witnesses come and they contradict the first two, they mazim them. So do you say, Vasisim la kashazam amlasis lochiv? Let the two witnesses, the first two witnesses, let them have to sit in Farlavek and the Ori Mikla till the Kangodal is going to die. Or not? Why not? So that's what the Mishnah says. No, ain't Armin. You don't say, Yigol is that Tachtav, let him go to the Ori Mikla. No, the Halacha says that you give them Malkus instead. And the Mishnah only gives two exceptions to the rule. And then the Braisan on the base, the second wide line, says, Tana Rabbanon, we have the Braisa, Bodvam Nemer Beidim Zem. Therefore, the four exceptions to the rule. So the first two are a repeat from the Mishnah. And the third wide line on Amud Beis. Einam nasim begrusha ben chalutza. That's the first case in the Mishnah. Then goyim al ori mikla, you don't send them to the ori mikla. Then the third and the fourth cases are new cases. Ve'im ishalmim es ha-kaifa. Kaifa we discussed, just to review briefly, if a shor kills an adam, so it says in Chumash, the shor gets skila. Sokali sokosha, even the first time. If the shor kills a second time, the vayte gets skila. How can the shor kill the second time if he gave him misa the first time?
Ran away.
The Gemara said he ran away. If the shor killed the third time and a fourth time, so the fourth time the shor kills, and not only does the shor get misa, he should have got misa already four times, you make the bala shor pay him kaifa yusha sol. He has to pay kaifa. Kaifa yusha sol. So what happens? The witnesses testify that Yushor has killed someone already for the fourth time, and therefore the shor deserves an einish misa, and you have to pay koifer to the yorshim of the haruk. And he's screaming, it's not true. He says, I don't know. But yeah, how is he supposed to know? He wasn't necessarily there when the shor was not doing all his activity. He doesn't know. So they tell him, you got to pay koifer. And then later on, a month later, another two witnesses come and they say, what are you talking about? You weren't even in America at that time. How do you know anything about him? Mono yisim b'makam acher, and it cannot be. So make the first pair of witnesses pay the $100,000 to Kaifer. The Kaifer that they were going to make this man pay to the Yarshe HaHarug, then make him pay it to the Bailam, to the person whom they accused that he was chayv to pay the Kaifer. So the Braisa says, no, that's a third exception to the rule. Eim Shalmim is HaKaifer. And the fourth exception to the rule is, Einim Karim be'Eved Ivri. What's an Eved Ivri? There are two kinds of Eved Ivri. There's a Mechar Atzmo. A person has the right to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. The Baruch Shalom doesn't want it. He says, Ki li b'nei yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim. Doesn't want us to become an Eved to someone else. The Gemara even has a havamina that no one should be employed by anybody else. Everybody should be self-employed. Everybody has to be independent. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara is makel on that. You can be employed by someone else because, you know, you can always quit.
You lose a whole painting up there.
Yeah. The Gemara says, because you can always quit in the middle of the job. Since, yeah. So the Gemara says that if the din would have been that a poyo cannot quit in the middle of the job, then it would be prohibited to be employed by someone else. Everyone would have to have his own business. But because the halacha allows you to quit in the middle, poyo chazaba afilu b'emtza yom, so therefore it's not called an abdus. It's not a violation of this principle of kli b'nei yisrael la'avadim la'avadim la'avadim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants all the Jews to be free. It's not proper to sell yourself as an eved. But if you did sell yourself as an eved, it's a problem. So you'll remain an eved. So that's a mocher atzma. A person has the right. It's not proper. He has the ability to sell himself as an eved. But then there's another din of machruhu bezdin. Bezdin sells a person as an eved. For which good the meisim taifim does bezdin sell a person as an eved? So it says in the Chumash, v'nimka b'gnei vasa. If he gamved and he doesn't have money to pay back, then they sell him as an eved for 6 years. So that's the shaila over here. The witnesses testify that so-and-so gamved and he's a very poor man. They say he robbed $1 million. He doesn't have anything near him, has no way to get $1 million. From all of his friends and relatives, he can't put together $1 million. and the Bezin made a Gemar Din. We believe the witnesses, you have to pay $1 million, we see you don't have any assets, we're going to sell you as an Eved Ivri. And then another pair of witnesses come and they're mazim the first pair. So would you say that since the first pair were, they just made a Gemar Din, Bezin made a Gemar Din on the accused man, that he should be sold as an Eved Ivri. So let's sell them as an Eved Ivri. Let's sell them as an Eved Ivri. So that's what the Braisa says, no. Einim korem Eved Ivri. There are four exceptions to the rule. And the Rambam writes, in the Mishnah it says that the first two cases get Malkus by the Ben Gurish Machalutza, by the Golas they get Malkus. So the Rambam says, all the four cases get Malkus. Shagazai is not so happy about it, but that's what the Rambam writes. All the four cases you get Malkus because Maishna. So the Gemara gave a whole explanation. In each case, how do you know that by Ben Gush Ben Chalutza? How do you know by Cholo? So we learned it, the Pasuk. And how do you know by Golus? So the Gemara said, Noch HaPasuk, that you can't send them into Golus. How do you know this? And how do you know? Everything is based on a Pasuk. That you cannot give the punishment of Kasha Zaman. These are four exceptions to the rule, no Kasha Zaman. So there's no Kasha Zaman, is Nish. So don't give any punishment at all. So how does the Mishnah know that you give Malkus? That's what the Gemara says. Omarula, just to be you around 10 lines from the top. Omarula, remez leidim zemim min atorah minayin. Where is there a hint for the institution of eidim zemim? So it says, what do you mean? You need a hint? It's a whole paragraph in the Chumash. Stayed the Feirish. What do you need? Remazim gematrios. Remez. Foksiva. See from like Hashanam las lachik. Gemara says no. Ela remez. Where is there a hint? Shaloikim. Where do you have a makan Chumash that when you can't fulfill the real punishment of Kasha Zaman, that you give a replacement punishment of Malkus? Where is the mocker for that? So the Gemara says there is a mocker in the Chumash. It says Vitzdikras Hatzarik Vishuas HaRosha V'Hayoyim Din HaKois HaRosha. What does it sound like? It sounds like we had everything today. We thought that Reuben was a Tzadik and Shimon was a Rosha. Now we ascertain that everything is Fakir. That Reuben is the Rosha and Shimon is the Tzadik. So it says in the Torah that they get Malkus. What do you mean? What case is it? So we thought he's a tzaddik and he's a Russian. Now we ascertain for kids. Oh, the Gemara said, must be, this is the case. Adam Zaynin, they testified falsely. Now we're mazim, we thought he's a tzaddik, he's a Russian. Comes out for kids. And the Chumash says that you get Malkus. What's up this Malkus? Give Kasha Zamam. So the answer is, in the four cases where you can't give the Kasha Zamam because of the various psukim, so then you substitute with the Malkus. So we pointed out the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Ruba, the Ruba of the cases, when the Gemara says Remez, it means that it's only an Asmachtim of the Rabbanan, that the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. He says this is an exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. So here it says Remez Leidim Zemim Shaloikim Min HaTorah. He says Remez Leidim Zemim Shaloikim Min HaTorah Minai Zokta Halein, that it's Min HaTorah. So you see that the usage of the term Remez is a little, is an unusual usage. Here it's a real drasha gemura derayis. So now this is what we got up to the last time. Freg the Gemara and the first wide line on the omer. Freg the Gemara, what do you need such a fancy mocker a remez? Ridiculous a tzaddik v'yeshivas a rosha. We thought that Reuben was a tzaddik and Shimon was a rosha. Now we ascertain Shimon is the tzaddik and Reuben is the rosha. Everything is fakert. That sounds like Adam Zelimim. And it says V'hayon bin HaKosa Rosh, you give Malkus, and it means whenever you can't give Kasha Zam, then you substitute with Malkus. Freg the Gemara, what do you need such a fancy Rosha? V'tepiklei, learn it out from the Pasuk Miloy Sana. Doesn't it say in Aseres Hadibas Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker that you're not allowed to give any false testimony? And we have a rule, whoever violates any Avera in the Torah that's similar to Lasachim Shor B'dishoy, it says in the Chumash that a Rosha gets Malkus, and that Pasuk appears right adjacent to the Pasuk L'saksam shor b'dishoy. Not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's working with food. You have to let it eat. So the Gemara says this is in Chumash Dvar. So in Chumash Dvar we always darshan smuchim. When you have two psukim that are next to each other, and the rest of the Chumashim, if you have two dinim in the same Pasuk, that's a hekesh. If you have two dinim and two psukim that are adjacent, that's called smuchim. That's a machlokes hatanoim in the beginning of Yevamos, where the Yidarshim smuchim or not. But the Gemara says in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim for sure. So this is in Mishnah Torah. V'hayon din hakosa rasha is in Dvarim chapter Chafei. And that's right next to the pasuk of Losachim Shor B'dishoy. So the Gemara, the Tanoim understand whatever the whole third perek of Makkos is going to be dedicated to that. In what way do we determine with what are the details? Which averis are considered dumia de labda chasima, which are similar to lasachtim shabedishoy, which are not similar? Any aver that's similar to lasachtim shabedishoy is going to get Malkus. Any aver that's not similar is not going to get Malkus. Take for example lashon hara. Lashon hara is an aver like all the averis. So a person talks lashon hara, does he get Malkus? Oh, yeah. So we talked in a lab.
So Laishana should also be a lab.
That's what the Gemara answers. Yeah. That's what the Gemara answers. Yeah. The din would be, the din is that a person becomes postulator. Whose postulators are Russia? Croatian are postulators, if you're close enough relative. And a Russia is postulators. What kind of a Russia? So the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch say, one who violates an aver, she either she aged by Malkus or she aged by Misa. Either an aver that warrants Malkus or warrants Misa. And even if, let's say he did the Avera B'meis, if he does the Avera B'shogig, he doesn't become postulated. He didn't know. But if he does the Avera B'meis, let's say he does the Avera B'meis, but there was no Hasarah. So you're not going to give him the Malkus, but still he did the Avera, let's say he's eating Chazah, he's doing Malach on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, he's doing things he knows not allowed to do, but there was no Hasarah. There was no Hasarah, so we're not going to give him the punishment of Malkus on Misa. But Sof, he did the Avera B'meis, so he becomes postulated. So you mean to tell me that everyone who talks Lashon Hara B'meizid becomes Pasulaitis?
Nobody, we know Aedis.
it may be difficult to find some Kasher Aedis. So the Rambam comes to the rescue, so he says, no, only one who does an Avera Sheyeshba Malkus or Sheyeshba Misa. Only if the Avera sometimes warrants Malkus or sometimes warrants Misa. But if he violated Lashon Hara is a Lav Sheyeshba Misa, ain't like him, if you never get Malkus, even if there would have been Hasra, you don't get Malkus on Lashon Hara, you don't become postulated. So the Gemara says, that's the reason why over here. Well, you need the whole remez, the whole fancy mucker, to tell me that in cases where you can't give the real punishment of Kasha Zamam, then you substitute with the punishment of Malkus. So you get Malkus, because he violated an aver. That's similar to Lasachim Shabbadisha. And for the Gemara, no, it's not similar. It's dissimilar. And Gemara Mishum Davi Lab Shem Amayis and Vechalab Shem Amayis. Hatred against another Yid, so you write about a lab lasisna sachicha bovera, but that's an aver b'machshove. Behirhur. So an aver behirhur, you don't get Malkus. Lav shema ma'isa. What about an aver ide dibur? Ide amiri spoke lashon hara. So that's a machloikis hatanoim. Whether an aver of dibur, akim esfasiv is a ma'isa, and we pass no. It's also a lav shema ma'isa. It's also called a lav shema ma'isa. They ain't like him all. So that's what the Gemara says. Normally, we would say that lasana berecho et shoker doesn't warrant any Malkus because it's not similar to lasachum shabedisha. Because it's a lav shema ma'isa, but over here it's a special mokra, a special din that the Edom Zemimim get malkus. Special alav.
Bilkas Hashem is an avera which is gets misa, right? Even though it's also just dibur.
The pashtus is that this rule in the Gemara of lav shema ma'isa ain't loikim olav is only by malkus, not by misa. By Misa there is no klal. By Malkus there's a klal. Whoever violates an avera that's similar to the Satsum Shabidish, because the two psukim are next to each other. So the darshan smuchin. So there's a rule. Whoever violates an avera, it's one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs to give Malkus to all the people who violate an avera that's similar to the Satsum Shabidish. But Misa there is no tzad hashav at all. Chal Shabbos gets Misa. Oibid Avedizor gets Misa, Bole Shishish gets Misa, and they have nothing in common with each other. There's no Tzad HaShov at all. That's why the Halachas Gedoylois has a minyan on mitzvahs. He reckons what in his opinion are the Tayag mitzvahs. So he counts every single Oinish Misa as another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give skila to the Oibid Avedizor, a mitzvah to give skila to the Naira Hamarasa Shazimso, mitzvah to give skila to the Mechal Shabbos, mitzvah to give skila to the Mekadeth, and so on. Every single Gila, Strefa, Harry Koenig, every single one. All those people who get Misa. So the Ramah Meir Sakasha, But by Malkus, he doesn't count the mitzvah to give Malkus to the one who eats chazan, the mitzvah to give Malkus to the one who does malocha on Yontif. He doesn't count each one. He says a mitzvah to give Malkus to the people who deserve Malkus. So why doesn't he count? Why doesn't he combine all together? So that's what the Rambam holds, he combined together. So the Rambam holds that there are four mitzvahs. Mitzvah to give skila to whoever deserves skila. Mitzvah to give sreifa to whoever deserves sreifa. Mitzvah to give chenek. Mitzvah to give sa'i for those who deserve. The Ramban even went further. Ramban says there's one mitzvah. A mitzvah to give misa to those who deserve misa. This is details. Skila, sreifa, chenek kind of details. But what's takat pshat in the Bahag? How come the halachas gedolos counts by misa? He counts each one separately. By Malkus, he combines everything together. That's the Rambam's kasha. The Rambam makes fun of the halachas gedolos. So the Ramban says, I don't agree with the halachas. I personally agree with the Rambam more extreme. The Rambam holds that it's four mitzvahs.
I hold it's one.
I hold it's one mitzvah. To give einish misa to those who deserve misa. But I understand. But he said, Kevin Shtabek machen the Bahag. I understand the Bahag very well. And he explains why. He says that by Malkus, there's a cloud. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to L'Sachsam Shabbadishoy gets Malkus. So there's one mitzvah to give, one rule. To give Malkus to whoever did an avera that's similar to L'Sachsam Shabbadishoy. But he says, by Misa, there is no cloud. There's Misa by Yobin Avedizor. There's Misa by Boal Leishisi. There's Misa by Michal Shabbat. There's Misa by Megadeth. Each one is separate. There's no Tzad HaShomet. They have nothing in common with each other. So that's the... That's the pashtus that a lav shein bo ma'isa ein loikim olav is because it's not dumi at the lav da chasim. But there is no cloud by misa at all. It says in Chumash that a mekala lov ha'ima gets misa. Shein gets misa. I ein bo ma'isa. There is no requirement for yesh bo ma'isa. Megaref es Hashem is ein bo ma'isa. It still gets misa. There is no cloud. The pashtus is that there is no cloud. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin is talking about kishuf. So the Mishnah says there are different kinds of kishu. If osa maisa, he's chayiv misa. If loy osa maisa, he's not chayiv misa. That's the Mishnah Samach Zayin Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. It says hamachashe if osa maisa chayiv, but if he's only yoches asayinayim, is not. So there's a tshuvas haramor. Usually people don't know the tshuvas haramor, but here it's printed on the side of the Yeridim. And Hilchas Kishuv, there isn't so much to discuss there. They have, so they had to fill in the page with something. So they printed a whole Tshuvas HaRamo on the side of the page. And Tanya, they made a synopsis of a Tshuvas HaRamo. So they have this long Tshuvas HaRamo. So the Ramo has a very strange thing. He says he assumes that there were Pashut. You see from the Mishnah that Mechashev Elos HaChayim, Mekishuv gets Misa. Mechashev is only Chayim Misa if Elos Asa Maisa. If Loy Asa Maisa is not. So the Ramah assumes he doesn't mean write it as a chiddush. He assumes a davar pashut that the rule of lav sheim bo ma'isa ein loikem molav is a kavachaimer for misa. If there's no malchus of ein bo ma'isa, it's kavachaimer by misa. There's no ma'isa. How can it be? It's impossible. By mekala lo v'imer ein bo ma'isa. By megadet is ein bo ma'isa. It cannot be. I the Mishnah is an ander ma'isa. If you read the Mishnah, Sanhedrin means a different thing. Let's say I'm in this room and I'm convincing you. What a balurach hakodesh I am! I'm a novi, whatever. I have such talents. I make the Aron Kodesh start flying around in the room. I make the table fly around in the room. Right. So with some supernatural powers, the derech hateva doesn't make any sense. With some supernatural powers, so that's kishuv. So am I chayiv misa mitam chashif or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. If the table is really flying in the room, if I really made it fly in the room. That's real kishuf and I'm chayiv misa. If it's just an optical illusion, you think that it's flying in the room, but someone else will come and he'll show you that it's not flying. That's rakoy ois and maisa v'loha oches eso einayim. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you need a lav sheyesh ba maisa as opposed to a lav sheyesh ba maisa. You mean it has to be real black magic. Otherwise, it's not called kishuf. Otherwise, it's called magic, popular a magic trick.
I don't know that
that's a shaila. The Mishnah seems to assume that there's really such a thing as magic, that he can that he does have the ability to make the table fly in the air. I don't know, that's what it sounds from the Mishnah. So that's why we usually assume, not like the Rambam, we assume that there is no requirement for yesh bo maisa in order to have a chiyuv misa. It's only for Malkus. For misa you don't need it. And then the Gemara gives all the explanations for all the dinim, for all the four dinim. Then it says, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru, after the four exceptions to the rule, it says on the fourth wide line on the Omid, on base, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, it was said over, the din is that we consider the Tashlume Eidim Zaymimim. When they get Malkus, when they get Misa, okay, Trafan, they get Malkus, they get Misa. But when they pay Mammon, so what's the nature of the Tashlumen that they pay? So let's say they testify that so-and-so has to pay kefil. So the kefil that they would have made him pay would have been knas. There are different kinds of tashlumen. There's knas and there's money. Yeah. We spoke about it at length. So if they testify that Reuven is chayv to pay kefil, David vehei, oynes emefatam oyti shemra, shloish mishalevet aknas, so pashteitzuch, hasisim lo kashizamam lasos leochiv. So the payment that they have to pay him, after yamazim them, is also going to be knas. But what if they said he robbed a bank, and he has to pay $1 million to the bank, and that would have been mammon. That's not knas. And now yamazim them, so they have to pay $1 million to the one against whom they testified falsely. So that $1 million that he would have had to pay would have been mammon. So should we say that the $1 million that they have to pay is also mammon? So Mishum Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, was said, Ei Mishalmim Al Piyatzmam, that we treat the $1 million that they have to pay to the
bank, they don't pay to the bank, they pay to the person whom they testified against.
Mm-hmm. So that $1 million is knas. Why should it be knas? So the Gemara says because it doesn't correspond to any hezek. The Gemara says on the last line on the daf, what's the whole difference between mammon and knas? Mammon is if I broke your window, you suffer the hefse of $150. I have to make good the hefse. I borrowed $150, so you're out on it. I have to make good. My behemoth ate your pay for $150, so you're out. That is my fault. I bought merchandise $150. I have to pay because you're out $150. Whenever I pay lemalia sachisarain, whenever I'm paying to make good the hefset because you sold something, you lent me, I injured you, I broke your property. My behemoth ate it up. So whenever I'm paying to make good the hefset mammon that you suffered, that's called mammon. Whenever it's not to cover the loss that you suffered, it's yaisem imashahizi. Either a fixed amount sometimes going to be more than the hezek, sometimes going to be less than the hezek. Or kefil dalad vehei, it's already more than the hezek. So that's what Rabbi Akiva holds over here. Eidim zaymimim cannot be mammon. How can it be mammon? It was an attempted hefsid. We tried to make him pay $1 million to the bank. But now that we remind him the first pair of eidim, he's not going to have to pay. And even if he paid the rate, he's going to get the money back. They're going to reimburse him the money. If we remind him the first datum, it turns out that it checked us, he gets back his money. So it turns out it was just an attempt to be mafsid him $1 million. They didn't really make any hefsid to him. So that's what the Gemara explained. That's why Rabbi Akiva thinks that the tashlumen of the Eidim Zaymimim is always knas. Even in the case where they were testifying that he's chayiv mammon, he's chayiv $1 million a mammon to someone, but when you mazim the Eidim and they pay $1 million to the Nigon, their payment is going to be knas. It's not going to be mammon. The question is, the argument is so crystal clear, how can there be Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva? More presents it as if it's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. There are Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Why does anybody disagree? Isn't he 100% right? The Eidim Zaymimim who paid $1 million is the Yosef Mimashi Hiziku. That's the last line the Gemara says. What's the reason? My time with the Rabbi Akiva.
But
the last
Zuman, we don't look what they were mazik. We say by the Kasha Zuman, they wanted he should lose $1 million. So therefore they have to pay him $1 million.
Okay, but that should be, yeah, but that should be a knas. Fine, they have
but
to pay
the whole thing, that Kasha Zuman is always going to be a knas. It's not
so that's a Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. That's how we pass on like a Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachamim don't agree. They hold that sometimes mammon, sometimes knas. If they try to make him pay $1 million mammon, so when the Aiden pay him $1 million, that's also going to be mammon. How can it be?
Yeah.
Istach mamish knas, huh? Moide b'knas pata. Moide b'knas. Rabbi Kiva says if he's moide b'knas, he'll be pata. What does it mean? What do you mean moide b'knas? What do you mean I'm moide b'knas? A man comes to the bezin and he says, oh, I feel bad, I robbed a bank and I stole $1 million, and the din says I should really pay back $2 million. But because it's made a big knas, so he only pays the $1 million. The $1 million that he robbed, that's how he does bal din kemeh edim, that's on the moment. But the extra $1 million is knas, the kefil, that he should have paid twice as much. So the double amount, that's already knas. So made a big knas is part. So they say over here, what if the edim zaymimim come to Bezdin And they admit on their own that they were huzmu, and they have to pay kasha zomam. So the din is that the moed biknas is potter. That's how the Gemara says over
but
here.
If
so
they were huzmu, they were too late to be moed, because it's already the person already.
So that's why Rashi is bothered with the kasha.
Yeah.
What do you mean moed biknas? Yeah. They come and they tell the bezin. Bezin knows the whole story,
yeah.
But they're not giving any new information. That's not called moed biknas.
Oh,
so Rashi always says they went to a different bezin. If they go back to the same Bezdin, they're not giving him any new information that the Bezdin didn't know. So Rashi always writes, they went to a different Bezdin.
Before the first Bezdin.
Before the first Bezdin made a Gemar Din. That's what the Gemara is going to say on the next daf. If they come to the second Bezdin, and they say, Hu adnu, v'hu zamnu, the Bezdin shalpani, we gave Eid a sheker, and they caught us, and they were mazim us, v'kva nigmar dinenu, and they already made a Gemar Din against us, and we didn't pay it yet, so then the Gemara says, after Gemar Din, then there's no din of Moed Biknas Potter. Moed Biknas is only Potter before the Gemar Din. That's the Gemara on the top of the next down.
The
same Bezdin is not called Moed.
No,
it doesn't make a difference, no. Moed Biknas means they have to give some new information to the Bezdin that the Bezdin was not aware of. The Bez knows the whole story. If they were mekabel the hazoma, so they're not telling him any chiddush. No. There was a gemar din. They said that Reuven robbed the bank $1 million. The Bez made a gemar din on Reuven. He has to pay $2 million, $1 million keren, and $1 million kefil. And then a pair of eidim come, and they're mazim the first pair. So the Bez says, we accept it, we have a whole drisha v'hakira, a whole investigation, couple of days, weeks, whatever, months. Then the judge gives a clap with the gavel. We have decided to accept the testimony of the second pair and to determine that the first pair are Eidim Zayim. But they didn't yet make a gemar din that they have to pay kasha zama. So then if the first Eidim, who are huzmu, run away to a different bezin, and they'll admit, they come in with their hands up, we're guilty, we admit. Huadnu v'huzamnu, the Bezin Shalplaini, so then you're going to say, Moedi b'knas potter, they won't have to pay a penny. But if the first Bezin not only determined we accept the testimony of the second pair, not fair, we hereby declare that the first pair have to pay the $2 million, so then, and if they're going to admit later on, after the Gemar Din already, so then it's not called Moedi b'knas.
Even the same person, if they foresee that they're coming to be the Muslim,
oh, that's before, yeah, then they give new information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, before they were huzmu.
Yeah.
Before they were huzmu.
Yeah.
That the Gemara is going to talk about that. We'll have to get to the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara is going to discuss what they did in that case. If they made an advance, that they gave Eid a sheker. So that's a shaila. How can this to finish? How can the Chachamim this? Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to learn the Gemara. He's going to talk about it. I'm giving Lamed Aleph. Right over here, the Gemara is going to talk about it. So again, so the Gemara presented that it's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva holds that everything the Eidim Zamimim pay is knas. Not only the extra $1,000 for the knas, even the first $1,000 for the Geneva, that if the Nidon would have paid it, would have been Mammon, but when the Eidim Zamimim paid, that's only attempted Hezek, that's also knas. So the Seichel dictates like Rebbe Akiva. We happen to pass like Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara is going to say on the next daf, we pass like Rebbe Akiva. But how can the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Akiva? How can it be a Shita that's Chaylei, that holds that it's Mammon? And first fellow, what? The Yadim testified the first guy gambled $1 million from the bank and he has to pay $1 million keren and $1 million kefir. So he was very aggravated. Okay, but on the aggravation, there's no kasha zama. There was no gemar din on the aggravation.
It could be
the Yadim's only get the punishment of kasha zama to the extent that Bez made a gemar din. Bezdin didn't make a gemar din on the aggravation.
Could be that kasha zumam, since it's a chiddush by the eidus, I would say that's a chiddush lagabe there too, that they pay even though it's a knas.
I mean, the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva hold that Edim Zanim and Mizmamin, this is also part of the punishment of Kasha Zomam. They were trying to make him pay, the whole thing is Shekhar Vachosim, they were trying to make him pay $1 million Mammon and $1 million Knas. So part of their punishment is, they didn't rob a bank either. Just like they were trying to make him pay $1 million Karen, $1 million Kefel, so they make them pay $1 million Mammon and $1 million Knas. But why don't say the whole $2 million is knas? The murder be knas will be part of. No, that's part of their punishment. Just like they were trying to make him pay $1 million cash, mammon, that murder be knas will not be part of. So part of their punishment is that we consider the first million that they pay as mammon, and that is knas, and they can't get away with murder be knas part. That's all our anger in the punishment of kasha zama. Kasha zama means we punish them to the same extent. Let's say they tried to give him skila because he was Mechal Shabbos. The Torah says we give them skila. I bet they didn't do Chilul Shabbos. No, that's the Kasha Zama. So you make them pay the $1 million of Karen, of Mammon, as if it would be Mammon. You don't give them the break of Knas. Because they were trying to give the other guy an einish that he should pay $1 million of Mammon. That was false. Plus $1 million of Knas. So we make them pay $1 million Mammon and $1 million Knas. So we happen not to pass like that. We pass like a Rebbe Kiva, that all the payments of the Edom Zanimim are knas. But we understand why the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Kiva. They hold that the Edom Zanimim who pay, when they're paying Mammon, because they tried to make him pay Mammon, their payment is also Mammon. It's not a knas. That's, we declare it as Mammon as part of the punishment of Kasha Zaman. They attempted, they made, Bezin made a Gemara Din. Not Mammon. No, they said he robbed the bank. They tell the whole Fabermeister. They said he robbed the bank $1 million because of which he has to pay. The whole thing is not true. But they said he has to pay Mammon and Knas. $1 million Mammon, Karen, $1 million Kefil is Knas.
The first one, if they said he on that second
No, he can't be moid anything.
Too late. It's too late for him to be moid.
So,
means, so why should we.
Yeah,
so why should we ever allow the Edom Zanimim to be moid? I don't
not
know.
Only this,
good to
not
cash.
Only this, but you have a kavu chomer by misa. If they would be get misa, they didn't do it. Even though they didn't do the avera, it's still only going to give them misa. He certainly should make them pay the money because this is part of kasher zoma. I can see more the chachomim than Rabbi Kiva's logic here.
Okay.
So why do we pass like
we pass like the right from the Beis Yosef says the right from the next Gemara that the din is like Rabbi Kiva. We'll have to see. No, by Mammon we don't accept like that. By Mammon we don't. By Misa. The original din of Kasha Zama like Kasha Asa is by Misa. If the witnesses testify that somebody deserves the death penalty because of Chilul Shabbos or whatever, and Bezin not only made a Gemara din, the Bezin went ahead and they gave him the death penalty, and then we're mazim, the witnesses. But then the Mishnah says, Hargu, ein neharogim. If you already gave the death penalty, then it doesn't apply. So there are different explanations why. The Ramban HaChomish has one. The Halacha Lamaisa, there are different opinions, how far does that din go? Kasha Zaman Malai Kasha Rasa, how far does that din go? So the Rambam writes that if the witnesses testify that somebody deserves Malkus because he ate Chaza, because he did Malacha on Yom Kippur or whatever, and the Bezin went ahead and they made a Gemara Din and they gave him the Malkus. And then when Mazim the Yadim said, so the Rambam says you do give Malkus. The Rambam says you do give Malkus. It's only by Misa. So the Rabbi asks on the Rambam, why? Kasha Zaman Malai Kasha Rasa. We already gave him the punishment. So it sounds like it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rambam holds it's only by Misa. That's the Pashtus. And the Rabbi holds that it's even by Malkus. What about by Mammon? What if the witnesses testified that he owes $100 a halvoyer?
And
he doesn't paskin, they have to pay, and he paid already. And then we're mazim him, so do you say kasherasa? Since it's kasherasa, so there's no punishment of kasherasam. So that's a further machloikis. So the ritvo, there's a ritvo in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Vov. For many years we didn't have the ritvo in Baba Basra. For many generations the Jewish people didn't have the ritvo, but we had this ritvo we had. So the Mukhi Yosef quotes this ritvo on the side of the rib. So on Daf Nun Vov there's a Mishnah about Eidim Zemimim and Cheskes Abatim. So the Mukhi Yosef quotes the ritvo that the din of Kasher Zaman, Veloi Kasher Rasa, even applies to Mammon, and to all three. To Misa and to Malkus and to Mammon, whenever the Bezin already administered the punishment. So that's the end of the story. There's no din of Kasher Zaman. And Tosfos says in Baba Kama that it's not so. That's the popular Tosfos. And Davdalit in Baba Kama, the Kasher Zaman, Veloi Kasher Rasa, doesn't make any sense by Mammon. They'll make him give back the money. We'll be Mazim the Eidim. They'll give him back the money. We'll be where we started from. So it's not called Kasher Rasa. No. We assume that the Eidim Zeinemim is a Chiddush, but the Chiddush is we followed the second pair. However you slice it, whether like Abai, like Rava, we followed the second pair. So if you follow the second pair, the fellow gets his money back. Whether we believe the second pair or we don't know who's telling the truth, but we follow them. But bottom line, we do follow the second pair.
Yeah.
So the fellow is going to get his money back. The Malkus and the Misa can't be reversed.
You
can't do anything about it. So in this Rambam, that's the famous question: why does the Rambam think that Kasher Zaman or like Kasher Rasa doesn't apply to Malkus? The Ravid asks in Hilchos Eidim. The Ravid asks on the Rambam, why does he say such a thing? Kasher Zaman or like Kasher Rasa. So what's the beer in the Shita Saram? Why does the Rambam say if the witnesses testified that somebody deserves Malkus and we gave him the Malkus and then we're mazim the witnesses so we give them the Malkus? Why? Kasher Zaman or Kasher Rasa? Okay. So that's the question. Why does the Rambam distinguish between Misa and Malkus? So there are two famous explanations. There are many explanations. There are two famous explanations in the Rambam. So one explanation is the Rambam likens up, he denies the whole din. There is no din of Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Rasa. Who coined that phrase, Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Rasa? Rashi and Chumash wrote like that. On a pasuk. The Mishnah never says like that. The Mishnah says, Basisim loy kasher zamam lasis liochiv bizman she'ochiv kayom. The Mishnah says there was a dispute. The Mishnah records in 10 different places in Hishas there were disputes between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. There were more than 10, but the Talmud only records 10. So this is one of the lucky 10 cases that mentioned, the lucky winners. The Mishnah has the Tzdukim used to say that you only give Kasher Zaman Ayin Tachas Ayin Nefesh Benefesh. If they killed him,
then
the witnesses gave false testimony and we killed the man, so then we give them the punishment. But if it was just attempted, they tried to give him an Einish Misa, then you don't give any death penalty. They tried to give him out, you don't give. Only if Kasher Rasa. So the Tanoim disagreed and they say, no, Punkt Fakert. How do you know Punkt Fakert? Because the Pasuk says, Asisim Lo Kasher Zomam Lasas Li Ochiv. Ochiv means that he's still alive. The term Ochiv in Biblical Hebrew means Vadain Ochiv Kayam. If he's not alive, how is he called Ochiv? So you see that he has to be alive. So many Achrayim say the Rambam denies that there's a din bechlal of Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Rasa. There is no such thing. The Tanoim only said bizman she'ochiv kayam. So let's say the following case. The witnesses testified that Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos and he deserves a death penalty. And the guy is so and Bez makes a gemar din, he's going to get the death penalty. He's so aggravated that they built up such a sheker against him, he gets a heart attack and he dies. But Bez never gave him gemar din. Or let's say they make a gemar din, not aggravated. His time comes and he dies. They didn't get him a chance. They didn't get a chance yet to give him Einish Misa. Somebody kills him, whatever. He dies a natural death or something. But the Bez never gave him the Einish. So many Achrenim say, according to Ram, also there wouldn't be any din of Kasher Zaman. It says, Bizman Shachiv Kayam. The Pasuk says he has to be alive. So if the Bezdin, if the witnesses says he deserved Malkus and he gave him the Malkus, about Leptach, he's still alive. So the Pasuk says, Bizman Shachiv Kayam. If he's alive, he gets Kasher Zaman. The witnesses get the punishment of Kasher Zaman. It's not a function of whether Kasher Zaman versus Kasher Rasa. It's a function of, is the Nidon alive, is the Nidon not alive? Because the halacha considers it as if he collects the Oynish Kasha Zaman from the Eidim. It's a strange concept, collecting a death penalty, but that's what the Gemara calls it. It's Nisa Lazer. Taisi says, normally Nisa is La Shamayim, in this case it's called Nisa Lazer. It's considered as if the Nidon, the man against whom he testified falsely, is if he's collecting the Nisa, as if he's collecting the Malkus, and he collects the Mammon.
Yeah.
The one against whom he testified, the Nidon, the one whom he accused. So when we give Kasha Zaman, we consider, the Halacha considers it, that the Nidon, the one who was accused falsely, is collecting the Misa, collecting the Mammon, and collecting the Malkus. If he's not alive, he can't collect. Normally, the Yorshim can collect. Here the Pasuk says, no, he has to collect in person. So that's how many Achronim say the Pshat in the Rambam. That's where the Rambam holds it doesn't apply to Malkus, it only applies to Misa. Malkus are left off. And by Misa, the din would be, Bizman Shachu Kaim, even if the Bezin didn't administer the Einish Misa. He died a natural death, he's also, there's no din of Kasha Zaman, because he's not alive. And other Achrenim say no. Other Achrenim say, Liyolam, the Rambam agrees with Rashi and Taisus and the Ritzvo and all the other Rishonim, that the upshot of this din is not only Bizman Shachu Kaim. It didn't really mean Kasha Zaman v'loy Kasha Rosa. If it's Kasha Zaman v'loy Kasha Rosa, so by Malkus, if the witnesses testified that he deserves Malkus, and then the Bezin administered the Malkus, and then we ascertained that the Ramazan then Kasha Rosa, so the answer is you're right, it is Kasha Rosa. So you don't give Malkus because of Kasha Zaman. You give Malkus like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the four Hebrew who get Malkus. What do they get Malkus for? The Pasuk says the Hitzdiku the Yeshil. Whenever you can't give the real Kasha Zomam, so you give Malkus. So that's the Shaila.
When the Rambam, like a shackle, the Malkus is like shackle.
Right. Whenever you don't know what bracha, he says, oh, so that's what it is, a shackle. Okay. So whenever you're unable to give the punishment of Kasha Zomam, and all four cases, Golos and Kaifa, okay. Golos and Kaifa and Chalolim and so on. Whenever you're unable to give the Oynish of Kasha Zaman, so you give Malkus as a substitute to that. That's what other Achim say, that's what the Rambam meant. That's a Shaila. The Shaila would be, would the first day to become Pasolaitis or not? What's the Halacha Kasha Zaman like Kasha Rasa? We stop everything, we don't even accept the Hazama? What do you say? No, we accept the Hazama. But you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zaman, but you still give Malkus from the back door.
Yeah,
you give Malkus tzari. Because it's Tikva Satsari.
According to the Rambam, if they executed somebody, so the other person gets Tzari, at least he should get Malkus.
He should get Malkus, yeah. That's what they say. He'll get Malkus. He will get Malkus.
Not completely free.
Yeah, that's what they say. According to this explanation in the Rambam, by the Malkus, in that case, he'll also get Malkus. When they Horgu, ain't the Harogim, but they still get Malkus. Okay, that's a weak spot in this shot. Why doesn't he say over there that they should get Malkus?
But Misha can't be the person be found lackadaisical and not making good enough for Kivo. From the way you explain it, the same style of Kivo is when it's $50 or Misha or this way,
most
of the Hocus Pocus, two witnesses come and say,
these are very abstract dinim. I find it hard to believe that these cases ever came up.
So Shimon ben Shutach was a case with the Mashefus now where they
It's far hard to believe that Edim Zaymim ever came up.
Yeah.
That these things ever came up. They make Grishma Hakira 1,000 times over. I was talking in abstract over here. What would be the din if this would be, if that would be? And the summer never came up. They made so many dishes of chakiras. How can it be that they would slip up on it? It's highly unlikely. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Here the Gemara has the Gemara raises the question, the four cases. One of the four cases where the witnesses don't get the full punishment of Kasha Zaman is if they testified that the shor killed an Adam for the fourth time, and the shor deserves the Einish Misa, even the first time it deserves an Einish Misa, and the fourth time around it's already a shor amur, shor is Adam, the bala shor has to pay kaifa. So the Gemara says in such a case there's no din of kasha zama. So the Gemara says why not? they testify has to pay money, so let them pay regular money. Money is money. What's it? Morris says, Kosova Kufra Kapora. Ani Labene Kapora Nino. That's what the Gemara says, the Chiddush. That's on which line? The sixth, seventh line, and the wide line. The Gemara says, the reason for the fourth din in the Braisa, third din, the third din. Right, since the payment of kofar when the shoram wood kills an adam, it's not really mammon and it's not knas. There are three different types. We spoke a lot about this. Three types of tashlum, and there's mammon, there's knas, and there's kapara. Right, with all the many nafminas, meichel, and so on. So it's a different kind of tashlum. So this is not, it's not an einish at all. It's a mitzvah. Kufar kapara is a mitzvah that you have to get a kapara. That there's no din of kasha zamam on that. Zog di gemara. Man tanu kufr kapor. Whose opinion is that? Where does it say in Tanoim? Other Tanoim. This is Bryce who says. Where does it say somewhere else? Amar Avchizde. Avchizde says it's a machlokes Tanoim. And Parshas Mishpatim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Ruach and Rabbi Breiker has a machlokes with the other Tanoim. When it says in the Parshan Chumash in Mishpatim, in Koifu Yusha Solov, and also in Pidyon Avshe Kachol Asher Yusha Solov, that the Baal Hashor Hamuad, if my Shor Hamuad killed already for the fourth time, he killed an Adam, I have to pay Kofar. How much is Kofar? Do you assess the person to establish how much is he worth if you were to sell him on a slave market? As man said, there is no slave market in America. Lincoln freed the slaves, and there is also no slave market. Other enlightened countries, they still have a slave market. But in the normal countries that we know, in England, in France, there's no slave market, so there's nothing to pay. There's not shach to pay any kofar. Because al pidin, the shabbos only is kamu hu shavalim kabashuk. How much would you get if you would sell this pair of glasses in the store? You sell a cup in the store. You sell it, you get nothing. So al pidin has a shabbos of nothing. So if there's no slave market, so al pidin, there's no shabbos. The person has no shabbos. So the Chumash says, bizman that there used to be a slave market before Lincoln freed the slaves. So you have to establish how much is he worth. And that's how much the Baal Hashor pays. How much is who worth? Yes, and this is how much the dead man was worth? I'm paying the value of the dead man if you were to sell him in the slave market. Or I need a pinyon nafshi. I deserve a misa b'day shamayim. Gamba all of you must. I really deserve a misa b'day shamayim. But then the Chumash says, if I pay the kofar, I'm off the hook and I don't get the punishment of misa b'day shamayim. So since my interest in paying the kofar is to save myself, to spare myself in the oinish of misa b'day shamayim, so you ought to pay my shavius, how much I'm worth. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Mechman Breker says, demei mazik. And the Tanakhama says, demei nizik. So the Gemara says, my love, what's the nekudas of machlokes? This is the nekuda of the machlokes. My sabe kufra mamayna. Tanakhama says you pay how much the dead man was worth. It's like a mazik. A short tam pays chatzin nezik. A short mud pays nezik sholem. He lost his life, so you pay the yorshim how much he was worth. So how much was he worth? He estimated how much he's worth. And Rabbi Shimon Brachim and Baraka, he comes up with this idea that kufr kapara. It's not that it's a din of moment of mazik, it's a kufr kapara. So the Gemara says no. Amra Papa lo, I don't think so. Rapapa says no. Rapapa says no for the following reason. Let's say I own my jacket. I own my glasses. I own my library. I own my furniture. Do I own my body? A person doesn't own his body. The halacha says I can sell myself as an eved yevim. It's not the pshat. I own myself and I can transfer ownership. I own a house, I can sell the house that I own to someone else. I own a car, I can sell a car to someone. What? I own myself as an eved yevim and I can sell my eved. Well, I don't. I'm not muta b'shivcha k'nainis. Everybody's muta b'shivcha k'nainis. Everybody owns himself as an eved. We don't own ourselves. When we sell ourselves as an eved, we are creating a new
entity.
Status, on a new entity. I become a new animal, a new thing in eved, which I was not before. It's not that I'm transferring the ownership of eved. I own myself as an eved. I give over to you. No. I didn't exist before as an eved. So that Papa disagrees with the Gemara. He says it's not. The dead man didn't own his body. He owned all of his property, which goes birusha to his yarshim. But what he said, he owned his own life. If he were to sell himself as an ebony, he would get $500,000. So therefore, he owned himself, and he was worth $500,000. So when the Shoah Mord kills him, You have to pay him, but he's dead, so you pay the Yerushim. No, what? It's a din Yerusha in the moment. He didn't own himself. He doesn't own his body that he should own the Bailus on $500,000. No, Rapapa says, Lord, the Kuliyam, all the time I'm agreeing, Kufr Kapur. It doesn't make sense at all to say Kufr Mamayna. He doesn't own himself in the first place. Aye, but if it's Kufra Kapar, shouldn't they all agree that it should be Dnei
Hamazik?
If I want to get a Kapar, that I, Gambol of Yumas, I deserve Misa B'deshmai, so I should pay how much I'm worth. So he says, no, B'hokom of Ligi. The Machlekes says, how do you read the passage? How do you get this Kapar? By paying his value, Kama Hu Shavalim Kabashuk, the dead man, or Kama Ata Shavalim Kabashuk. So that's the Machlekes, how to read the passage, but the Machlek is how to read the pasuk. When asim pidyon apsho kachada sheyusha salov, it not doesn't reflect the fundamental machlek of the kufr mamayin, the kufr kapar. Nobody holds kufr mamayin. It just doesn't make any sense. A person does not own himself.
Is it just a figure,
right? Whether you need him or him, it's not a self. It's a machlek is satana.
Yeah. Yeah. Which how you learn?
Machlek is how you learn. Yeah. I can say Erech Pleni Alai also.
Yeah.
It's a pledge. You mean I pledge to give to the Beis Hamikdash how much I'm worth, how much he's worth, how much the other guy's worth. That's a pledge. You can pledge whatever you want. You can pledge a fixed amount of money, or you can pledge how much he's worth to sell in the marketplace, or you can pledge how much he's worth according to the books, according to the age, male, female. But that's just a pledge. That's just a pledge. I pledge to give an amount of money to Egish. It doesn't show that the person owns himself. That's what Papa disagrees. He says a person doesn't own himself. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's no such thing. A person does not own himself. The Rambam writes, let's say there are two shoemakers. The two shoemakers, Chaverim from graduate school. They went to graduate school together to learn how to fix shoes. So one year he makes that very well, and the other guy's not making a penny. The other year he makes that very well, it doesn't make well. So they're very friendly, so they make up together. This year we're going to split their rebach. If I'll make more, you'll make less, so we'll split 50-50. And next year, if you'll make more, we'll always split 50-50. So the Rambam says, even if they made such an agreement, it's not legally binding. How can it be legally binding? It can't be makna dovash la bolionim. What? I'll make $300,000 and he'll make $50. So I'm makna to him half of the rebach that I'm going to make, he's makna to me half of the salary that he's going to make. The salary that we're going to make, we didn't make it yet. It's the chadovish lo bolion. So the Rambam says there's no way to be makna to each other the money that we didn't earn yet. Harei ze dovish lo bolion. So the Ravid says, what do you mean? You never heard a person sells himself as an eved ivri? He owns himself. A person owns himself. So just like he has a right to sell himself as an eved ivri, so I sell. I'm not makna to you half of my salary that I'm right at S on there. I'm not makna the salary that I'm going to get, half of the salary I'm going to get. And you're not makna half. I'm makna my body to you for the next year, and I'm makna. He's makna. So the Rambam holds no. You can sell yourself as an eved ivri. That doesn't mean I own myself as an eved ivri. I transfer ownership. When you sell yourself as an eved ivri, you create a new heft of an eved ivri that didn't exist before. I'm not muta b'shivcha k'nainus now. I'm not an eved ivri yet. Nobody owns himself. Halacha says you have a right to create your status in eved ivri, but it doesn't show that you own yourself. That's the Rambam like that. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. Papa says loy. Nobody holds that kufra mamon. Everybody reads that kufra kapur. Just the machleg is had a shot. Shame with the psukim in the chumash. Also right, that's the Radvaz and the Rambam writes like that. Anishamas Liheng. Says Anishamas Liheng. In this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says that the Metzora has to say the Tomei Tomei Yikra. He has to advertise in public that he's Tomei. So the Gemara Moed Katan in the first Perek has two explanations, two Tanoim, give totally different explanations as to the nature of this Inyan. So one Tana says, because the Metzorah is Metame, even Bibiya, when he walks into a room, if the Metzorah is going to sit down in a room, all the people in the room are going to become Tame. Not just Bamaga if he touches it. Even if he's not even touching. The Gemara, the Mishnah in the Goyim talks how the Metzorah wants to daven in Minyan. Yisur is not allowed to enter Yoris HaMakofis Chayim Vaisir Shul Benun. But the queens, he can go to shul. The Yisur is going to go to shul. Everybody in the shul will become Tamim. So the Mishnah says, if you have a mechitzin, he stands behind the mechitzin, even though the mechitzin doesn't go up to the ceiling, it's not the same as Tumas Meis, that if the wall doesn't go up to the ceiling, the Tumas Meis goes, it's not 100% the same, half like a Meis. So the Mishnah is talking about how the Metzora can enter the shul. He has to come first, and he should leave last. The whole description, how can he go to shul and daven mitzibur without causing everybody else to become Tumas. So one time it says in the Gemara, Tumas Yikra, Mikan remez letziyun kvaris min haTorah. The Mishnah in the first parak in Moikotin talks about they used to make simonim on the edge of a cemetery that the Kohanim should know they're not allowed to go, and the Israelim should know they're allowed to go, but they'll become tamei. They can go at their own risk, they'll become tamei. The Gemara tells that one of the Amoraim was being mitzayim the Moros HaMachpelo, that everybody should know that it's tamei, that you can't, Kohanim can't go, and the Israelim will go become tamei. So one time it says that the mocker for this institution of Tziun, Akvarois, is the Pasuk Tami Tami Yikra. He has to advertise to everybody that it's Tami. They should know that they shouldn't become Tami. The other time he gives a totally different hesbon. He says no. Tzoch l'adia tzara l'rabim, rabim erakshim olav rachmim. He should let everybody know the tzara that he has. Let the rachmana l'kan, someone is sick, or someone has a problem of panosa, or so whatever aggravation, so he should tell other people around it. He should tell other people about his tzor, and they should be mispalo on his behalf. You have to be modiya alacherim in order that they should help. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that when the Nochem used to make zeiris rois against the Jews, the Christians used to make zeiris rois against the Jews, so they didn't know how he's supposed to negotiate. The Tanoim knew how Yidin think. They didn't know how the Christian government thought. So they used to ask Matronises, they had Shaykhis with some of the Goyish politicians, the men, the women. So they once asked the Matronise, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to shry up the Gzeira? So she said, Suva Havginu, go make a big demonstration and scream. And screamed that we're all related. Look, the Christians and the Jews, we have a common heritage. Their God was Jewish. So the Gemara says, some demonstration, Suvahabginu, wouldn't help if you're dealing with Chinese or with Indians, it wouldn't help. But the Gemara says, it helps when you're dealing with Christians because they have a shaykhus with the Eden. So that's this week, there's a big tzore, Gefelech tzore in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world. They're killing Jews all over the world now. There's anti-Semitism all over. So, but the other countries, we don't know how to deal with the Chinese, with the Japanese, we don't know. But the Christian government over here in Washington, we know how to deal. The Gemara tells us, Tzur Avginu. So this coming Monday, they're organizing, all the major Jewish organizations are organizing a demonstration in Washington. Whoever can go should try to go. Whoever can encourage other people to go. The story was during the Second World War. Everybody saw afterwards that the Jews didn't tumble enough. If they would have demonstrated more in Washington, they would have probably killed much fewer Jews. They would have made a Hatzalah Purta. Some people would have been saved. And after the Second World War, many Rabbanim said that Rav Soloveitchik used to say all the time in public, we didn't do enough Haftanah. Now you have to, it's a sakana for the Jews, although it's not only a sakana for the Klal Yisrael, it's a sakana for everybody. You have to follow the Sedra that it says, Tami Tami Ikra Tzorch Lahadiyo Tzara L'Ram. We have to tumble and make a Hafganah, then maybe they'll listen. You have to be inspired to the Banishlam. You should listen.